This is Kansas Profile. I'm Ron Wilson, director of the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development at Kansas State University. Let's go to Atlanta to the largest blade and knife show in the world. Among the exhibitors is a craftsman from halfway across the continent. He is displaying his high-quality knives, which are handmade in rural Kansas. It's today's Kansas Profile. Harvey King is the craftsman who started his own business known as Harvey King Knives. Harvey is a native of Topeka. After college, he met and married Bonnie, who was from Eskridge. They moved to Eskridge and lived there for 34 years. In 2004, he and Bonnie noticed a place which they admired out in the country near Alta Vista, and eventually moved there where they live today. "I've been interested in knives most of my life," Harvey said. "My dad was an avid outdoorsman. He loved to hunt and fish, and he taught me the value of a good knife at a young age," he said. "I spent 31 years building earth mover tires at Goodyear in Topeka," Harvey said. He is now retired. "The maintenance men at Goodyear knew I liked to hunt and fish and trap," Harvey said. "They showed me some of the knives that they made in their spare time, and pretty quick I wanted to try it," he said. "I started making knives in 1988, Harvey said. He found he enjoyed making knives, and soon other people wanted them. A taxidermist friend talked him into sharing a table at some local shows, and Harvey's knives sold well. He launched his own business, Harvey King Knives, and started selling them at knife and gun shows across the country. In July 2022, Harvey will turn 75 years young. "My daughter asked when I would retire," Harvey said. "I told her when it ceases to be fun or when I'm too shaky to do it right, and it's still fun," he said. Hunters have an old saying, "The gun does the work for 30 seconds, but the knife does the work for 2 to 3 hours. In other words, a hunting knife is used extensively, so it is important to have a good one. What are the keys to making a good knife? Fit and finish," Harvey said. "The parts need to fit together just right, with no gaps, voids, or holes, and the finish grind lines need to be straight," he said. "It is also important to start with the right materials." "A good knife starts with a properly heat-treated, quality steel blade," Harvey said. He makes his blades out of D2 tool steel in 1/8 or 5/32 inch thickness. "It holds a good edge," he said. "What about the knife handle?" "I like natural handles," he said. Harvey constructs his handles out of California buckeye, amboina burl, which is a wood from Southeast Asia, box elder, and hedge. The wood is injected with polyurethane carbonate to stabilize it. "It polishes out great," Harvey said. He also handcrafts a leather sheath which goes with each knife. Harvey creates various models of knives for small game, hunting, personal companion use, and more. Harvey has a supply of knives for sale and also custom makes knives on demand. In a year, he might produce as many as 175 knives. He's a member of the Professional Knife Makers Association, the American Bladesmith Society, and a past voting member of the Knife Makers Guild. "I go to gun and knife shows," Harvey said. At one point, he was attending 26 a year. He used to go to the Blade Show in Atlanta. That is the largest knife show in the world, but he prefers the shows in Denver and in Ohio, which are more personal. His knives have literally gone from coast to coast, from California to New York. It's an impressive record for a craftsman located near the rural community of Alta Vista, population 409 people. Now that's rural. For more information, go to www.harveykingknives.com. It's time to leave the world's largest knife show, where Harvey is displaying his beautiful knives that were handcrafted in rural Kansas. We salute Harvey King for making a difference with his skills and craftsmanship. You might say they are cutting edge. For the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development, this is Ron Wilson with Kansas Profile.